USA News Update. President Biden reacting to the death of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Biden recalled his 2011 visit with the former pontiff. He noted Benedict's generosity and the meaningful conversation the two shared. Benedict passed away earlier today following years of declining health. He was 95. What's worse, the flu or COVID?
Even though both flu and COVID-19 cases have gone down of late, healthcare providers are urging caution. Dr. Jotu Sandhu with Sharpe-Steely Medical Group in San Diego says more people could be hospitalized with COVID because they aren't taking the same precautions as the last 2 years.
Most people are not masking up, and so that's predisposing people to infection.
I'm Jeremy Scott.
New Year's celebrations are underway around the world as 2022 comes to a close. The Pacific nation of Kiribati was the first to welcome in the new year, followed by New Zealand. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.